Yeah, hard fought, just like last week, you know. We've decided, you know, obviously, you know, the results, we've had a mixed bag, really, and you know, I think whenever we're letting ourselves down, you know, it's just a lack of, you know, it's just not starting game well, and just the basic stuff, like, you're not winning your battles and not working hard enough, and, you know, that bit of hunger and desire, and it was there last week and it was there tonight, and, you know, when you look at both, you know, we've picked up 4 points. Wasn't pretty, but you know, when you're picking up points at this stage from the situation we're in, you know, we'll not worry too much, you know, about trying to play great football on all the time. You know, we need to dig deep and make sure that we're given everything we have whenever we pull on the jersey. And you know, maybe in 2 or 3 weeks' time, if we're still picking up points, you know, we can, with a bit of confidence, you know, because confidence isn't quite right yet. And you know, when you get a few points on the board, and if we got up one or two places in the table, you know, the confidence will rise, and you'll see more from players then, you know. And so at the minute, you know, we're just, and hopefully going to Cork as well, we're just going down with the view to just give it absolutely everything we have, and yeah, if it's good enough on the night, then we'll be happy.
Unfortunately, Kevin McHugh now will sit out the next 3 matches. James, you have a few big games coming up, but can you report, is there any new signings coming in? Keith Cowan and Tony Shields, both there tonight. Will they be involved next week?
Well, Keith Cowan, he's signed and his clearance has come through. You know, so he'll be pushing to get into the squad for the Cork game. Tony Shields and Gavin Cullen, both, you know, probably should have been cleared to play tonight. For some reason or another, somebody's not doing their job, and they never got cleared. So it wasn't on our behalf anyway. And but they certainly, hopefully, will be available for the Cork game. And also Shane O'Connor, we're waiting on a certificate from Holland, because he was playing for a club in Holland, to come through. So they're 4 players. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll get it all done and dusted and get them into the panel. And you know, it can only be positive, and it's probably good timing as well with regards to Kevin probably missing the next 3, that we're getting bodies in and quality at that as well, you know.
Yeah, Harps still aren't going that well in terms of their league position, James, but you do have a few big games coming up, as we say, and a couple of nights to look forward to here with Derry City, the visitors, in a couple of weeks' time, and then that cup match against Sligo.
Yeah, well, you take every game at the time, and you don't worry too much about Derry. And but from my point of view, I suppose I'm looking at it, and I know from a squad and a team point of view, we want to be going into that Derry game on a reasonable run. So we're doing that at the minute. Wexford was a setback, but you know, we've kind of corrected it to a certain degree, and you know, we'll go and we'll try and we'll get something down in Cork, and then you know, obviously we have that game to look forward to, and home against Derry, and you know, it's a massive game for us, and it's a massive game for the club, and I'm sure they'll be hoping for a big turnout, because you know, obviously as you said, on the pitch we're not in the league position we'd like to be, and you know, off the pitch it's been tough as well for the club, you know, as it always is. And you know, we'll be hoping for a good crowd and a good night and a good game against Derry, you know.